Because if something would catch a fire, the sparkle would fall on other people's houses, you see. And he would push all that stuff down. And then he'd move the newspaper when he was through. And he'd take all that out and clean out that hail. We never had no problems with ours.
Okay. Now, about all the things, the furniture that she had in the house.
Well, I don't quite remember all my mother's furniture because when we moved to New Orleans, I was too young to remember. The only thing that was left was this big wooden bed, a four-post, a mahogany bed with a teaster on it. And the teaster had a cushion that was a satin quilting cushion that you could see it from there underneath. And we used to use mosquito bars, too, to keep the mosquitoes from biting us.
Yeah.
We had these four-post beds. All of us had four-post beds because we put these mosquito bars on it. And it had strings on the four corners that you tied down on the bottom part of the bed so the mosquitoes couldn't get in and bite you. And
you didn't have, for example, you didn't have this, did you?
I don't remember having a soap. I don't remember that.
Okay. What about a piece of furniture in your bedroom that you would put your clothes in?
Well, we had the old-fashioned armoires. We had the armoires with the long French glass, and then they had the little door where you put the hats at. They had a bottom drawer, and you opened the two doors, and they had shelves on one side, and you hang clothes on the other side. We had those old-fashioned armoires. And then we had a dresser. It's an old-fashioned dresser. You put clothes in the drawer. And we had, we didn't have a chest of drawer like you have now,
yeah,
that I could remember. We had armoires, dressers. And
well, the armor, you would always do what with the doors? When you didn't want them open, you would always...
We locked them.
Yeah.
We kept them closed at all times and locked them. And you see, like, people have insects now, like they have roaches and stuff like that, and they get into your armor or into your kitchen cabinet. My daddy used to take a little bit of sulfur and put it in those can tops. And he'd light that, and he'd make a smoke in the house. He took us all out for a walk, and when we come back, he'd open the house, and we'd wait outside till he got all that smell. Sulfur smelled bad, but it's burning. Boy, you know, can't stay there, make your eye run water. And so we didn't have no roaches, kill everything in the house. And what we had roaches once in a while, we had a little mice in there.
Mm-hmm.
It killed it. And we did that, he did that once a month. But to get back to the furniture, we had the old-fashioned dining room set with the big round table with the five chairs to it, one big arm and four straight chairs. And we had the buffet. What it had was a big buffet with a little leg on it with a little round part, and we had a shelf at the top of the buffet. Then we had a cornish, I think you call it, over the back. We used to keep our glasses and things on the top of the buffet, and she kept her cut glasses on the very top and put little vases on those two little side shelves. And we kept our good dishes in the bottom part of the buffet. And in the buffet drawers, we kept the linens, like tablecloths, dish towels. And my mother used to buy the linen and make us tablecloths. That's another thing we all had to do. We had to iron. We had turns ironing. Once a week, my sister would do the ironing. Once a week, I'd do it.
Yeah.
We had big tablecloth. And that's another rule we had to the house when we were coming up. Excuse me. Everybody had to be at that table for 6 o'clock. And if you wasn't at the table, if you were late coming from school, and you didn't get that time up to get washed up, to get to that table for dinner, you didn't get any dinner. You went to bed, a slice of bread and butter and a glass of milk. Unless you had a good reason why you was late, you didn't get home. Everybody had to be there for 6 o'clock to get to dinner. My mother say,